وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، وما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the class, the lesson from the book Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba. We were in the second قاعدة، القاعدة الثانية. إنهم يقولون ما دعوناهم وتوجهنا إليهم إلا لطلب القربة والشفاعة. فالدليل القربة قوله تعالى: والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. ودليل الشفاعة قوله تعالى: ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. والشفاعة شفاعتان: شفاعة منفية وشفاعة مثبتة. فالشفاعة المنفية ما كانت تطلب من غير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. والدليل قوله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. والشفاعة المثبتة هي التي تطلب من الله، والشافع مكرم والشفاء بالشفاعة، والمشفوع له من رضي الله قوله وعمله بعد الإذن، كما قال تعالى: من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. This مسألة this issue which is that the idol worshippers, even though they used to affirm and believe that Allah Azza wa Jal exists and that He is the creator, the owner, the disposer of all matters, even though they did affirm that, as the Shaykh mentioned in the first principle, but yet they used to worship others with Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because of this reason: seeking intercession. Seeking closeness and nearness to Allah through someone, anyone who believe Allah is rububiyyah, Allah is lordship, that it is Allah who gives life, causes death, it is Allah who controls, it is Allah who gives, it is Allah who withholds, anyone who believe that. But at the same time worships others with Allah, it is because of seeking shafa'ah, intercession, and closeness to Allah. It's because they believe that doing so pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. They say, we are not worshipping them, but to get us, to bring us closer to Allah, Zulfa. Zulfa. What is Zulfa? Yes. Zulfa. What's the meaning of Zulfa? Naam. Qurba. Ahsant. Barakallahu fi. Qurba. Manzila. Position. Status. Qurba. By the way, what's the Arab of Zulfa here? Who mentioned the Arab and he takes his prize of Jazakallahu Khair? Naam. Ahsant, you try. Barakallahu Fik. Someone else. Zulfa. Maf'ulun bi. Ahsant, you did try too. That's why I mentioned the one who mentioned get price, because it's not easy to answer. طيب النحو is very important, is extremely important. والنحو أولى أولا أن يعلم, إذ الكلام دونه لن يفهم. صحيح العمريطي في درة البهية رحمه الله. It's as أخونا أبو محمد mentioned, بارك الله فيك, that زلفة means قربة, قربة, وقربة is زلفة, here is مفعول مطلق, مفعول مطلق. إلا ليقربون إلى الله تقريبا, نائب مفعول مطلق, مفعول مطلق بمعناه لا بلفظه. If you say جلست جلوسا, what's the إعراب جلوسا؟ مفعول مطلق, مفعول مطلق, جلست جلوسا. But if you say جلست قعودا, it's مفعول مطلق also, but it is with it is meaning. نعم معنوي, حسنت, it is meaning معنوي, not the wording. If you use the same word, you repeat. وكلم الله موسى تكليما, كلم تكليما, مفعول مطلق لفظي, is the wording. But if you say كلم الله, لا, don't bring the ayah. Another statement. قام محمد قياما, قياما, قام محمد قياما, مفعول مطلق بلفظه. قام محمد وقوفا, مفعول مطلق بمعناه. المهم إذا قربة معنى تقريبا, ليقربون إلى الله تقريبا, قربة مصدر. So this is a position. They say they worship, those they do worship besides Allah, to bring them closer to Allah, position. طيب. And the other ayah, ما نعبده ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. They say those are our intercessors with Allah. They say they intercede for them. So they worship others other than Allah Azza wa Jal in order to get closeness to Allah. Not because those they worship beside Allah has anything for them. Nothing. They don't believe that. But they believe that worshiping them, calling them, turning towards them in worship will help them to intercede for them, to talk, to ask Allah on behalf of them, to get closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب. Last thing I will mention, very important issue, which is that these people, sometimes they turn towards a rock or a clay or a picture or a tree. In the Kaaba, how many idols, how many Kaaba, in the Kaaba at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallam? Yet 360. Everywhere, just like some churches today. Some churches, too many idols. Everywhere, on the window, on the roof, on the corner, everywhere. Some of them even they connected to the wall of the church. It's like a wall, hundreds of idols there. The big one, the small one, the children. Why this? It's not because it is just a metal or it's a wood or a wall or a nothing. It's because these things resemble an intellectual one, a righteous one, an angel or a prophet or a saint or someone or a jinn. Not just because of a picture. This is very important to understand. One of the, some of the ulama, al-imam القرطبي رحمه الله تعالى سارين استفسير, والذين اتخذوا من دون أولياء يعني الأصنام, والخبر محذوف أي قالوا ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى. قال قتادة، لا عفوا، ابن كثير رحمه الله، إنهم يقولون ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى، أي إنما يحملهم على عبادتهم لهم أنهم عمدوا إلى أصنام اتخذوها على صورة الملائكة المقربين في زعمهم. هذا هو الشيء، اتخذوها على صورة الملائكة المقربين، أنهم عمدوا إلى أصنام اتخذوها على صورة الملائكة المقربين في زعمهم، فعبدوا تلك الصور تنزيلا لذلك منزلة عبادتهم الملائكة ليشفعوا لهم عند الله تعالى. إمام كثير رحمه الله يسأل إن استفسر would let them to worship those idols, is that they intend an idols which they made it in a form of an angel, the close angels, based on their claim. So it's an idol, but this idol is made, it was shaped in a form of an angel. Where did they see the, how they saw the angels? Until now, people claim they saw an angel. Oh, I saw an angel. How you know you saw an angel? Or you saw a jinn? You cannot say you saw an angel. You can't say that. Even Sahaba didn't know Angel Jibreel until the Prophet ﷺ told them. Shaitan misguides some people. Wherever they fight, they say, we have seen angels. An angel came, angel give it to me. How can you say I saw angel? You cannot see an angel in the form that Allah created him. Prophet ﷺ lost consciousness when he saw Angel Jibreel in the way Allah created him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How are you able to see an angel? That's if the angel comes to you in a form of an angel, you can't see. And if he comes to you in another form, form of a human being, how you know this is an angel? Because you know even the jinn, shaitan, the jinn can come in a form of a human being. So you cannot say this is an angel unless you have knowledge from the wahi. Especially some people claim that in the night of Qadr, they have seen an angel with white clothes. And sometimes they say, the angel told us to do such and such, and you find that's shirk. Angel tells people to do shirk, yada billah. Al-Muhim. So the Shaykh said, Rahimah Ibn Kathir said, they go to an idols in which they make it in a form or a shape of an angel based on their claim. Then they worship those pictures, those images, putting in them the position of those angels. So now they make an image of an angel. Then they worship that image. How they worship this image is based that this image is, it represents, it resembles, it's, it's the position of that angel. So when they worship it, they're not really, what they worship is that angel to them. Is this understandable? This is very important. They make a picture of a prophet or a saint or a sheikh. Prophet Ibrahim, they made it. Prophet Ismail, they made it. They worship this picture. Do they mean the picture? They don't mean it. Who do they mean? Whoever this picture stands for. Today you find those who say they Muslims were calling other than Allah. Asking Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani, Sheikh Fulan Tijani, Sheikh Fulan Fulan Fulan, calling other than Allah, Hussein, Prophet Muhammad, Fatima, calling other than Allah. When you ask them, why you call other than Allah? Don't you know how many ayat in Allah reveal about those who used to worship idols? They say, we don't worship idols. Those they used to worship images and pictures. They used to worship rocks, woods, trees. Do we do that? We don't do that. What do you answer? Is those when they used to worship, they include, as the Sheikh will mention, inshallah, the third principle. But even when they were worshiping the pictures, as it is, they didn't mean just the picture. This picture was in a position of an angel or a prophet or a saint or someone good. So this should be understood. It's very important. That's what Imam Ibn Kathir said. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, what he said, I repeat it. إِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَ إِنَّمَا يَحْمِلُهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَتِهِمْ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ عَمَدُوا إِلَىٰ أَصْنَامِ. They turn towards idols. Is there a difference between sanam and wathan? إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِنَا أَوْثَانًا in Quran. أَوْثَانًا, أَصْنَامًا. What is the difference between asnam and awthan in the Quran? The ulama, they say, some they say no difference. Some they say there is a difference. They say the wathan is when that creation is worshipped as it is. And the sanam is when that creation, what's being worshipped beside Allah, is made in another form. So if they go to a picture of Prophet Isa, they claim that this is the picture of Jesus, and they worship. Are they worshiping a sanam based on that understanding? Are they worshiping sanam or wathan? They worshiping sanam. If they remove the picture and they straight worship Prophet Isa, they call Prophet Isa, they bow down for Prophet Isa, no picture, no idol is in front of them, do they take him sanam or wathan? Wathan. Those who worship the sun as it is, the stars as it is, do they take them wathan or sanam? Yes? Wathan. The way it is. They worship the way. But if they picture the sun, as they do it, they picture the sun and they turn towards it, now they took it as sanam. And some ulama, they say no difference. Whoever being worshipped beside Allah is. But the messengers, the righteous people, those who are free from what these people do, are not the sun. They are not the idol. They are free. It is whoever they worship, which is the shaitan. So the Shaykh said, اتخذوا على صور الملائكة المقربين في زعمه فعبدوا تلك الصور تنزيلا لذلك منزلة عبادتهم الملائكة. They worship those pictures, those images, putting in the position of those angels. Naam. So, having this understanding, no difference between worshiping an image of someone or worshiping that one is straight. No difference you bring an image. Somebody claims it's Jesus alayhi salam, Prophet Isa, and he bowed down towards and he asked. And the one who doesn't have that picture at all, but call Isa, Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, no difference. Because both they call in who? Isa alayhi salam, either the way. To them, they think they call in Isa. Whether through image, through picture, through idol, through tree, or whether it's straight. And both is wrong. Because he's calling other than Allah. Asking other than Allah. Subhanahu. Giving the description of Allah to a creation. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam used to be on earth, did he used to speak English? Who can claim that? Did he used to speak Arabic? No. His language is known. Read the history. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did he used to speak a language other than Arabic? No. Al-Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, from the Mashaykh, before him the Sahabi, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu, Fatima, did they used to speak a language other than Arabic? No. Now some people, they call in Fatima in another language. They call in Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani in different language, in English, in France, in Italy, in Sawahil, in name it. Somali, Urdu, name it. Okay, here is a question. When Sheikh Abdul Qadir studied all these languages, what kind of university he graduated from? To know all the languages. Imagine he knows all those languages. MashaAllah, he struggled a lot. Does that mean you know my language, you can hear me? Can everyone on earth now hear me? No. Knowing the language is one thing, hearing who is another thing. So now they given the description of Allah, of knowing all languages, hearing everyone, answering to everyone. That's the description of Allah. هذا كفر بالله. So the issue is not just that they call it other than Allah. It's also, yes, they call it other than Allah, it's kufr, it's shirk. But with that, there's meaning that they believe those, they hear them, they see them, they merciful, they have power to answer, they are aware of them. Otherwise, how they call on someone they don't know, he hears them. So this is the shafa'ah. All those you find today, even though some of them say they're Muslims, calling other than Allah. If you ask, why are you calling such sheikh? Why are you calling that prophet? Why are you calling that companion of Prophet ﷺ? Do they control the universe? They say, no. They create anything? No. Why are you worshiping? Ya akhi, they close to Allah than us. We make in tawassul. MashaAllah, those have high status with Allah Azza wa Jal. Who are you to go straight to Allah? Is the same answer. لا فرق بين هذا وهذا. Some people, they call people to live off worshiping Prophet Isa, and they call to worship a saint. And it happened in some country like India. They surprise those, they call them, those wicked group, call them Sufism, call them to Islam. They left whatever they were upon. When they come, they take them to another grave of a Muslim. They say, what's the difference? You took us from the grave we used to go of Buddha, and you took us to another one. What's the difference, they say? What was our problem? No difference. Worship is for the Al-Khaliq, is for the Creator. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. We move to the second, the third pillar. After understanding that they used to worship whoever they used to worship beside Allah for that reason, that they were seeking closeness to Allah through to them. They were seeking intercession. Question. Oh, still we didn't explain that the difference between the two shafa'ah. Is there a difference between that they used to seek closeness to Allah and that they used to seek shafa'ah, their intercession with Allah? Is it the same thing or is it different? The question is not clear. The Shaykh mentioned two ayah. In one ayah, Allah mentioned that they used to say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We're not worshipping them, but to bring us closer to Allah in closeness. And the other ayah, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They say, these are our intercessors with Allah. They make shafa' intercession for us. Is there a difference between these two? Is it two or just the one? Okay, now. طيب. أحسن. طيب. The Shaykh, he didn't make two? Or he didn't mention two or one? طيب. Yeah, some ulama, you feel, you understand it's one. That closeness is the shafa'ah itself, is the intercession itself. They want to bring them closer to Allah. Means they wanted their shafa'ah intercession. And some ulama, you may understand that it's two things. They seeking closeness to Allah and they seeking shafa'ah. That you make research. Khuna, insha'Allah ta'ala. Na'am akhi. Good. One more time, Abu Sumayyah. Jazakallah khair. Yes. Good. Okay, what they worship itself give them shafa'a, intercession. Means ask Allah on behalf of them, right? How about the first one? يُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ, to get us closer to Allah, to bring us nearer to Allah. Ahsan. The ishkal here is, the confusion I may have here is, they attach the action to them, لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ, to bring us, them to bring us closer to Allah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا ويعوق ونسرا. Yes. 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 نعم. نعم. نعم 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 أحسنت, جزاك الله خير. What you said is right. What you said is right. There is a difference between them to say, "ما نعبدهم لنقرب بهم إلى الله." We are not worshiping them. We are not worshiping them, but to get closer to Allah, to get them, to get closer to Allah through to them. That's one thing. To get us closer to Allah, to bring us closer to Allah is another thing. So here they claim, they worship them to, in order, those who they worship is Allah, bring them closer to Allah. So the action is coming from those. Not because when we worship Allah, through this we get close to Allah. No, they get us closer to Allah. You see the difference? So, na'am. Yes, that is the reason. They say, those who believe it's Allah who create, control, gives life, cause death, but at the same time worship other than Allah, that's their claim. They say they want a connection between them and Allah. So that connection, sometimes they say intercessors, sometimes they say Allah love to worship them, and through that Allah answer our call. And sometimes they say it is them who Allahu a'lam. So this is almost the same thing. The ma yana na'budum illa li yuqarribuna ila Allah, and ha'ula shufa'auna 'inda Allah. As one of the ahl ilm said, al-Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, قال لا ابن كثير, قالوا ما نعبدهم هؤلاء إلا ليقربونا إلا ليشفعوا لنا عند الله. So it seems like he made one. He didn't make واو العطف. They say we are not worshiping this, but to bring us closer to Allah, to intercede for us with Allah. طيب. Any فائدة, any benefit, any correction? طيب, now we move to the third principle. القاعدة الثالثة. قال رحمه الله تعالى أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظهر على أناس متفرقين في عبادتهم في عباداتهم. أحسنت، بارك الله فيك. ده شفاعة، the intercession is two type. الشفاعة intercession which will be accepted by Allah. There is a type, a kind of شفاعة intercession that Allah will accept it and it will benefit the person. And there is a type of intercession which will not be accepted. It's prohibited. The one accepted, the one valid with Allah, the intercession which is valid with Allah is the one upon two conditions. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the permission to whoever he chooses from his servants, angel, prophet, other ones, to intercede for someone else. Allah gives the permission to someone, to an angel, to a prophet, to a righteous person, to intercede for someone else. That's permission from Allah. And also the second condition, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who allow that the other one to be interceded for. For instance, in hadith fi sahihain, hadith al-shafa'a, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that some of the believers who enter hellfire, nasallallahu alayhi wa sallam wal afiya, will receive intercession through to him. Some Muslims who are in hellfire will be made out of the hellfire because of the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. Allah will limit for me a limit. Prophet Hussein will be given by Allah a description of who in hellfire with that description to make him out. So he will be, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, given by Allah a limit. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doesn't go to the hellfire and bring out whoever he wants. لا. فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. This is the lafz al-hadith, the wording of the hadith. فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. What that means? What does it mean in the English? فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. Yes? Yes, Allah make for me a limit. A limit. Go to the hell, make that one out, make that one out. With that, some narration, the one who have the science of prayer is someone who used to pray, but had other major sin. So now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being given by Allah the permission to intercede. What is the wisdom? To honor the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to show his status with Allah. And also whoever Prophet is making shafa'a for, who make that decision, who has that command, it's Allah. In order to have mercy on that one. In order to have mercy on that one. Here, the one in hellfire, it is Allah who show him his mercy to those people to be brought from hellfire. So now, based on this sound understanding, the shafa'ah, the intercession is for who? Yes? الشفاعة لمن. If it is Allah who gave the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam the permission to make shafa'ah intercession for specific people in hellfire, and those people who specified them, Allah, not Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the intercession is for who? For Allah. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. لِلَّهِ شُبُّ الْجُمْلَ خَبَرْ مُقَدَّمْ. To Allah alone, the intercession. So, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go to hellfire and brought whoever he wants out of it. لا. فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. It's Allah who gave him the description, the limit. This shafa'a, this is the one accepted. It's the one from Allah. He subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a permission to whoever he wants from his creation, angel, a prophet, a righteous person, children for their father, parent, parent for their children, to make shafa'a, to intercede, to honor the intercessor himself, to show his position with Allah. Because not only Allah saved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from hellfire, but also Allah is saving other people because of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this shows the star of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the reason of messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam make intercession is to honor him. Otherwise it's from Allah who hadda haddan subhana. As for the one who is being interceded for by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is Allah who show him his mercy. It's Allah who is pleased with that one. So the shafa'ah be made for. This kind of shafa'ah, it is lawful, it is valid, and it will benefit. But do you ask other than Allah? You understand? Does that make sense? I ask now the Messenger Muhammad, oh, the Messenger of Allah, make shafa'ah for me? Why I can't say that? Akhi. Yes? Ahsanta, barakallahu fi Abu Khalil. It's not in his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not in his hand to give it. It's not in his hand. It's Allah who make had. Fayahuddu li had. It is Allah who subhanahu wa ta'ala does his. So asking Messenger, let alone anybody else. Let alone other any who you, let alone Prophet Isa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of a human being. You don't ask shafa'ah him. Of Jannah, of this kind of shafa'ah, it is the one, there is two conditions. Allah to give the permission that whoever he wants to honor from his creation to make intercede for someone else. And also that Allah is pleased with whoever is being made shafa'ah for. Naam. That kind of shafa'ah is either hereafter, okay, or even in this worldly life. Some people, they worship now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They call him. Yeah, the one legislated, there is one in the worldly life who come to. That one is in the hereafter. Whether it's when people are in hereafter, they cannot ask other than Allah. Or whether it's they are still in the worldly life, they are asking someone who died to intercede for them in the hereafter, or even in this worldly life. Some people, they call now the messengers, the saints, the sheikhs, to get health, Allah to cure their children, to get a good job, to pass the test. Why are you calling? They are making shafa'a for, they are asking Allah. So they still in worldly life. I don't worship, they didn't believe some of them, day of judgment. So their shafa'a was worldly life. Okay. Na'am, ahlan. Naam, ahsan, those they are asking shafa'a, they don't hear them. They don't hear them. They're not even aware of it. Tayyib, now, the shafa'a, there's another shafa'a, which is allowed. This is in worldly life. In worldly life, you go to the sahaba, they used to do, they used to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him to make dua for them. This is a type of shafa'a. Prophet, he raised his hand, oh Allah, bring rain. Because one of the companions asked him, this is a shafa'a. This is allowed to go to a living, someone hearing you, who you think good about, to make dua for you. Tayyib. So somebody who hears you, stays with you, not someone who died, not someone who is absent, someone who is alive, hears you, to ask him to make dua for you. To make dua for you. That's okay. Also, another shafa'ah, worldly shafa'ah, means you ask someone to talk to somebody else to give you a job. Prophet said, ishfa'u tu'jaru. You go to someone you know, barakallahu fi, he's wealthy, he's very generous, and you know a poor Muslim who really need help, you go to that Muslim. You say, "Akhi, this person, he is in need. Please help." Maybe if that poor would have gone to himself, he wouldn't maybe give him so much as he is giving when you talk to him on behalf of him. This intercession is good. Rather, it's encouraged. Ishfa'u tu'jaru. You get reward. You take someone who is in need of, and you talk to one of the brothers, you know, mashallah, barakallah, he may be help, he is able. You say, "Akha, this person is poor. He really cannot pay the rent." That's what happened. Yeah, you give him $1,000. You get the same reward. Even though you have nothing to give. You give the same, because you know why? You make shafa, intercession. This is because someone you ask him something, he's able. He's someone alive, he's someone present, he's someone hears you. This is no problem with that. The one which is not allowed now, it's haram, is to ask someone who is, he doesn't stay with you. He either die, or he's alive but he's absent. He's not aware of you. Yeah, now you're calling Sheikh in Senegal, la ilaha illallah. He's not even aware of you. For instance, he's alive, but he's not aware of you. Naam. This safa'a, intercession, is there a difference between dua and shafa'a? Invocation, supplication, and intercession. Is there a difference? Yes? Yes? Shafa'a is a type of dua. Yes? لغيرك. Yes? Very good. And the shafa'a? Ahsant. Barakallahu fi. Abdulaziz, right? Jazakallahu khair. Yes. The shafa'a is also a dua. It's also supplication. It's also asking. So, the shafa'a is dua. When you ask, to be more clear, now if someone call Prophet Isa, he say, "Oh, Prophet Isa, ask Allah to do such for me." What is this? Seeking what? Yes? If someone says, "Oh, Prophet Isa, oh, Prophet Muhammad, such saint, ask Allah, please, ask Allah to give me children." Is this is dua or this is intercession? It's intercession and it is dua, because you're calling him, you're asking him, you're begging him to ask Allah for you. So it is supplication, it is dua, and it is intercession. Naam. But if you ask him straight, it's like he who gives you that. "Oh, such saint, give me children, save me from hellfire." This is not intercession. This is dua. This is dua. You're asking him only. So the intercession is supplication with, يعني, yes. أحسنت بينهما عموم وخصوص. So every intercession is supplication, is dua, but every dua is not supplication. This is the statement of the ulama. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Mikael. Barakallah. This is the language of the ulama. Yes. So every intercession is what? Is dua, is supplication. Because you're calling whoever you're calling. "Oh, such saint, oh Ali, oh Hussein, ask Allah for me to give me children, to protect him from hellfire." This is intercession. Because you're asking him to ask Allah for you. And it is, at the same time, it is supplication. It is dua. It's invocation to him. But if you ask him straight, this is not intercession. This is, that's when you believe it is he who can give it to you. Al-Muhim. So every, all the adillah, All the proofs in Quran and Sunnah which prohibit to ask other than Allah is prohibition for intercession. So in a way, intercession is worse than normal. It includes. It's al-muhim is du'a. Naam. Now, any question? Yes. طيب. That's a very good question. Let you go to that issue. هناك was called التوسل المشروع والتوسل المحدث المبتدع البدعي. What's توسل in English? Yes, توسل is شفاعة. توسل seeking closeness, seeking nearness to Allah through someone. To beg. Tawassul is begging. Yes. Tawassul. Connection. Ahsand. Connection. Tawassul. Hunaka, maybe when we put in detail, we understand more clearly. The ulama, they say there is three permissible tawassul. Meaning you can get close to Allah through one of three ways. You can get nearest to Allah one of three ways. Number one, which is the biggest, which is the greatest, you can get close to Allah. What is that? There is a way in which you can get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. What is that? Yes? The biggest one. Naam? Ahsant. بارك الله فيك. التوسل بأسماء الله وصفاته العلى. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. The beautiful names for the beautiful is for Allah is. Ask Allah through to it. Look the dua of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. How is asking Allah through Allah's name, through Allah's description. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. This is asking Allah through his names, through his descriptions. So you ask Allah, when you are asking Allah, you need job. You say ماذا؟ يا رزاق ارزقني. Oh Allah, the provider. Oh Allah, who provide me. Okay. You are sick, you need cure. يا شافي اشفيني. Allahumma rabban nas. What was the dua the Prophet used to recite to the sick person? Allahumma rabban nas. Adhib anta shafi. La shifa illa shifa. You the one who cures, the gift heals. No. So you ask Allah through his names, through his descriptions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other way, asking Allah through righteous actions you did it. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا. You ask Allah through your righteous actions. So this is the second level. The first one, asking Allah through his name, through his description. Every dua in Quran started with what? ربنا or our Lord. Not straight give us something. Starting with the name of Allah, with the description of Allah, because that makes you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you ask Allah. Prophet Adam, what he said? And Eve, Hawa, Rabbana dhalamna anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna nakunanna min al-khasir. They make tawassul on three things. In lordship. Fourth thing, actually, in lordship. Mentioning their weakness and their need to Allah. And that it's Allah who forgives. It's Allah who shows mercy. Allah answered their dua. So the second one is through righteous action. Oh Allah, if I fasted for the sake of you, if I give sadaqah to that person for you, for the sake of you. Oh Allah, if I'm a believer for sake of you, if I love Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Allah, give me such and such. Oh Allah, if I'm very dutiful to my parent, if I help that date, my father, my mother, a poor person. I make reconciliation between family who had a problem. They united. They worship you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, I want such and such. You ask Allah through that. Righteous action. Had accepted. And you remember the three men who entered the cave. Those three men who entered the cave. One asked Allah through what? Through his dutifulness to his parents. And another one through what? Through his piousness. He left the haram for the sake of Allah. Women he loved, he had desire, he paid his money, he left her for the sake of Allah when she reminded him Allah. Allah thanked him for that and saved him from the rock. The third one, he was trustworthy. He kept what he was trusted with the best way. Allah thanked them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal accepted their dua. So you ask Allah through righteous action. You did it. Not because of someone else. Oh Allah, I'm asking you because of the high status of Prophet Muhammad. That's not for yours. Oh Allah, I'm asking you such and such because Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah was great alim. La. If he was great alim, it is he who is great alim. It's not you. Who give you permission to ask Allah through someone's righteous actions. Allahumma nas'aluka bijahi fulan. Oh Allah, we ask you through to the status of such person. La. This is not yours. Ask Allah through your own righteous actions. The third one, dua al-abd salih. Someone make dua for you. Someone you ask, someone to make dua for you. You have seen a poor with his situation, he's still a great worshipper. He still remain patient. Na'am, and the like. Even though some ulama, they say, the third one, it's not like it. To ask someone to make dua for you, it's not encouraged. It's madhmum. Shaykh Uthaymeen says that. Unless you intend to benefit the person himself, you ask him so he can benefit. Because if he make dua for you, the angel says you have the same. Or the dua you're asking is for the entire community, not for you personally. This is exceptional. Now you ask whoever you think is good, Allah alam who is good. Now you can ask to make dua. Either to benefit him himself or is general dua for the Muslims. But you to ask someone to make dua for you. Some of them, they dislike that. They dislike that. They say it's like asking him money. Is it encouraged to ask someone money? The same thing. Dua is the same thing. Plus, it has other side effects. It's other negative things too. Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned at least 7 things why he doesn't encourage someone to ask someone to make dua for him. He said, number one, the one who asks someone to make dua for him, normally he leaves the dua. He says, MashaAllah, this person who is MashaAllah is the one who makes dua for me. So the person leaves the dua. Because usually he goes to someone when he thinks Allah may answer his dua more. So if he assigns that person, he will leave making dua. Also, so the ulama, the people of knowledge mentioned these 3 ways that through which the person gets close to Allah Azza wa Jal. To ask Allah subhanahu through his names and descriptions. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through to the righteous action you believe you did it for Allah. And to ask someone to make dua for is permissible. It is permissible. Anything other than that? Naam, akhi. Ahsant. 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 Barakallahu fi. Yes. The Prophet mentioned that from his ummah, 70,000 who will enter Jannah without reckoning, without punishment, let alone even reckoning. And Ukasha radiallahu anhu said, asked the Messenger to make dua for him, Allah to include him. Prophet said, Anta minhum. Who are they? From their description, from what they do, لا يسترقون. They don't ask ruqya. They don't ask someone to recite on him. They seek or recite Quran. They don't do that. What they do, عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They rely on their Lord. So it's not a sin, but it makes the person lose the high position. نعم. But it is permissible. Anything other than that, which people they claim is shafa'a, is tawassul, is connection, it's not allowed. From that, to call other than Allah, Prophet, believing that Allah loved that, that Allah is pleased with that. Or to call other than Allah, to ask him, to ask Allah for you such and such. Or to ask Allah, but through to the status of someone else. So Allah, I'm asking you because of the high status of your messenger, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or asking Allah, seeking closeness to Allah through to the clothes of a righteous person, through to the where someone sit down, through to the object of someone other than the messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Messenger's staff, his clothes, his safe, his dishes, his utilities was different. His hair was blessed, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But this was limited to the Messenger, sallam. Therefore, Sahaba were not used to take these things from Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali, radiallahu anhu. So some people, they go to the graves of the sheikhs and they pray around there, thinking that the salah is more accepted around the graves. That's why they have graves in their masajids. They think that the ibadah around the grave of the sheikh is so they seeking closeness to Allah through being around the grave of a sheikh. Sometimes taking sand from the grave of the sheikh, going to the Kaaba, to the masjid of the Kaaba or the Prophet's masjid, wiping over all the walls and all the pillars of the Prophet's masjid and Kaaba, seeking even the Kaaba itself. Going everywhere in the Kaaba seeking blessings. La. La. Where you, even the black stone, you don't seek blessings. Let alone anything else. Even the black stone. When you touch in the black stone, you are not seeking blessings to get barakah, to get cure because you just touched the black stone. لا, that shouldn't be the intention. إنك حجر لا تضر ولا تنفع ولولا رأيت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبل كما قبلت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه في صحيح البخاري. He said, indeed I know you are a stone, you don't harm, you don't benefit. Wouldn't I see the Messenger of Allah kissing you? I wouldn't kiss you. If this is the situation of the black stone, what do you think about the sand of a sheikh or grave of a sheikh or a wall of a house of a sheikh or the dish that the sheikh used to use? Even some people, when they greet in the ulama, or the people of, or the righteous people, those they think righteous, Allah Alam who is righteous, you see them, they greet them, they seek a blessing in the hand. They don't sometimes leave the hand of Sheikh Uthaymeen, holding, because they think something is following, going. No, you don't have that feeling. You say salam to the Muslim, alhamdulillah. Don't think if you touch, khalas, mashallah, the sickness go away. The cancer left. La. Don't have that feeling. Yes, when you greet a Muslim, the sin is dropping. Shaking the hand of a Muslim. Yes, it drops your sin just like the tree in the summer drops its leaves. There is some hadith on this one. So it's not because of the hand. It is because of the reward of greeting a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, that's why it's so great to shake the hand. The Sahaba, they used to shake hand whenever they get, yani, if they come from traveling, they used to hug one another. But if they are they meet, they used to shake hand. Okay? So, but this is not because I touched that person, mashallah, khalas. The allergy went, all those problems. La, don't have that aqidah. Any question? Na'am akhi. Yes. The same thing. Why when why someone make dua and he wipe over his hand with his face? What's narrator to my very weak knowledge is when someone is about to sleep, he recite the three surahs. Yes, That's when he wipe over. And also when the person is sick from where he has sickness. Yes, when you have sickness. Yes, but to make dua, and just mashallah, every time you make dua, you the ulama, they say the hadith narrated to that is weak. A hadith about that, you wipe over your face whenever you make dua. If your face is sick, it's different. Yes, that's different. Prophet ﷺ used to put his hand, alayhi salatu wasalam, where he has sickness. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, when Prophet ﷺ gets sick, he was about to die, and he couldn't use his hand, ﷺ, what she used to do, she used to recite on his hand, himself, alayhi salam, and wipe over. Yes. So if you have sickness, there is dua, when you're sick, you put your hand wherever you feel the sickness, and you say what? Bismillah alladhi la yadur مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء هو السميع العليم. But to wipe over the face when you make dua, other than this, الله أعلم. Anyone knows, he help us. إن شاء الله, let us know. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب.